Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Northern Transmissions. Thanks for checking in. This episode features Stephen from the White Rabbits. The first thing Stephen and I chatted about was their appearance on the David Letterman show, which was actually the night before this interview.
That was the third time on that show, which is crazy. You know, you'd think it would get easier the more you did it. But that was hands down like the most terrifying TV performance I've ever had to do in my life. And I think it's just as you get older, you like, or the more you do it, you start to realize like, oh yeah, this lasts forever. And you really only get one shot. Like the reality of it kind of sets in. And you start to think about it in a very unhealthy way. But you know, like it was good. I think it went well. It's a tough song. We played the track Temporary, and yeah, it was cool. The feeling of relief that you have at the end of doing something like that is just like nothing else that you feel as a musician. Yeah. Well, we had to get there at like 6:30 a.m. And we didn't tape until 6:30 p.m. Yeah, you get there early, way early, and then you set up, you kind of do a sound check, and then they set you free for like an hour or two. You go back and you do a rehearsal with cameras and stuff, and then you take another break, and you go back, and then you shoot it. But yeah, you know, the band there is awesome. They're really, really cool. The last time we were there, we actually like did a little impromptu like blues jam with those guys like during the rehearsal, and Paul Schaefer has always been really, really cool to us. But pretty much what you see on TV is like the interaction that we have with David Letterman.
Right. Yeah.
There's no meeting David Letterman back.
I really don't know why, but it's wrong. Oh no, give me a moment, it's about to fall. It's temporary. We'll be right back.
And that was the track Temporary, which is on the band's 2012 record, Milk Famous, on TBD Records. We talked about the making of the new record with Mike McCarthy, and in the past working with Spoon's Britt Daniel.
That all kind of came about through an accidental text message that our drummer Jamie sent. We were touring off of Fortnightly, our first album, and talking about who we wanted to work with for the next record. And we were in Portland, Oregon, where Britt was, and we were hanging out, and like after the show, we were just talking amongst ourselves, like as the band, and just saying like, man, it could be really fun if Britt did it. You know, he's never produced a record before, and we like the idea of having a musician do it. The songwriter producing the record, and so we were all really into this idea, and Jamie ended up sending a text to a friend of his whose name also began with a B. And the text said, like, what would you think about Britt producing the record, our next record? And he ended up actually sending that text to Britt directly, and that's how it all came about. Britt's a great friend, and he's one of the kindest, most sincere, genuine, wonderful people that I've ever worked with in my life as a musician. He's great. We knew that we didn't want to just restrict ourselves to rock and roll sounds. We started kind of dabbling with, like, I don't know, I don't think any of the sounds are ever really that weird, but I suppose maybe in the context of what we do, they sound a bit weird. But we started messing with these sort of sounds on It's Frightening, I think. I mean, there's some stuff at, like, the beginning of a track like Lioness that have a bit more of a ethereal sort of thing to them. We really wanted to be able to emphasize the rhythm aspect of what we do still on this record, like we have always done, but I think we wanted to try to do it in a new way that we haven't tried before. I think before we always just beat the shit out of our drums and then like, hey, they like rhythm, you know, and that's that. Like that's what people, it's very clear and direct, but I think it became a bit common sounding to us or something. And so, but we knew that that's what really got us going and excited was having a strong rhythmic aspect. So we decided to like start sampling ourselves. And I would record something playing a drum beat like in a rehearsal space, and it would have this really kind of like crappy quality to it. And then I would just kind of loop it, and it retains a sort of like strange feeling of, you know, it has a different quality than just like playing the drums along with the band. You know, we do that on Heavy Metal, the first song, like the piano loop, just a sample of me playing, and I just kind of, that was the foundation. We wanted to kind of approach it from a totally different, or be a bit more open to other things besides just being a rock and roll band. And so we got into the idea of using Pro Tools as an instrument rather than using it as a shortcut.
Thanks for listening to Northern Transmissions. We really appreciate you guys checking in. Thanks to once again to Stephen for the great interview. For more information about the band, you can check out the White Rabbits at their website, www.whiterabbitsmusic.com. Or if you'd like some information on our show, which I'm sure you've got millions of questions, you can check out the website at www.northerntransmissions.com. We're also on Twitter at Northern Trans. And let's check out a song. More music, less chit-chat. Let's listen to Heavy Metal.
Asking you to move, I crawl up your side. My some tongue twisted finger, it's wrapped around you. Ooh, darling, just tell me what you need. Honestly, I don't care if you do. We'll be right back. collector who's collecting you. Well, I know who's coming after me. Oh, it's some roundabout way of telling you.
That drum beat that you hear on the record was recorded in our practice space, like when, like the moment that we started writing it. And so it's weird to hear you say, like, yeah, I was in all these things, and it just started from like this very, very small place. It wasn't some like big production thing. Sometimes people have songs that are they know are going to be singles, and they go through so many different things. They try out different producers to make sure they got this hit and that it's going. You know what I mean? That's gonna like, I don't know, be a game changer or something. And I think I'm just proud of the fact that it was never that. It was quite the opposite. It was just like a little song that we worked on in our rehearsal space, and in it touched a lot of people, and that's cool.
Have you actually played the game, like with the song on, just by any chance?
I haven't. Have you?
Are you curious though?
I guess I am curious. I don't have a game system, but yeah, I would. It would be a trip to do it. Yeah, I am curious.
you got to do it one day. I mean, it's like, it's,
yeah, I know. Awesome. Yeah, you're right.
Most of the band, I guess, met, grew up right together, and then you ended up forming in New York, if I'm correct. How did you guys all, how did that all come about?
We all met and we formed the band in Columbia, Missouri. But a couple of the guys grew up together in St. Louis, like went to grade school together and all that, lived on the same street. So we formed the band in Columbia, Missouri around 2004. I was working at a record store with Greg, the guitarist, and he was in a band with Alex and some other guys. And he asked me if I'd play drums for his band. And back then there was kind of like a punk hardcore sort of band, and I was playing jazz at university, and I thought the idea sounded like fun. It was like a totally different sort of thing, you know, and I was getting bored with playing that type of music. So that's how we kind of came together. I mean, slowly the lineup kind of took shape while we were in Columbia, and then we just decided shortly after that we wanted to not play punk rock, and we wanted to try and write some pop songs and stuff like that. And we decided fairly early on that we wanted to move to New York. So we just kind of like all piled into a van after saving up some money, and then we really just drove to New York and found an apartment that we could live in and rehearse in, and that was that.
Well, that's a wrap, folks. Thanks for listening to our conversation with Stephen from the White Rabbits. I hope you enjoyed it all. Once again, you can check out the band's website at whiterabbitsmusic.com. Or you can check us out at www.northerntransmissions.com, or we are on Twitter at Northern Trans. Once again, as always, the show is glued together by my man, Spencer Carson, who handles the boards and the mixing. He's always great. And I'm your host, as always, Charles Brownstein. And let's send you off with the great song that we talked about just previously. This is Percussion Gun.
Well, how do you do? A kiss on the cheek. It's been a while, so I'll just beg, borrow, and steal all your time. We'll call it dignified. Well, now it all seems to be cut and dry. So I know which way you want. You're tired, my love. I feel the same. Now take it from me. What else could you do? Oh, where do you get off at? How can I get there too? Oh, in time, we'll call it dignified. Oh, now it all seems to be cut and dry. So I know which way to run. You're tired, my love. I feel the same.
Speak my name now, even less. We jump this.
should.